brought to you by Penguin.
The Broken Heart's Honeymoon by Lucy Dickens. Read by Andrea Johannes. Chapter 1. We had a whole plan. Dream wedding, dream job, dream life. Then shit hit the fan. Has my fiancé always been this much of a wet wipe? The question won't leave me alone. That question of all things, as if focusing on that instead of his face and his words and the noise around me, will somehow bring me answers to what is happening. What is happening? Is he seriously saying this? Now? For 10 years, Matt and I have been each other's everything. And for him to drop this bombshell makes me wonder if he's changed at some point without me noticing, or if he was like this all along. Let me set the scene for you. It's Saturday evening, and Matt and I are sitting on the floor in front of our coffee table. We share a boxy little flat near to where we both grew up, with none of our own furnishings or decor. But it doesn't matter, because new beginnings are peeking out at us over the horizon. We've been working hard and saving the pennies ever since we left university. It's early spring. The sun has journeyed south for the day, and outside the cracked window, the sky is a denim blue. A cool breeze is trickling in and making the flames on the two lit candles flicker. The table is lightly peppered with crumbs of cheese and nearly finished bowls of crisps. There's an empty bottle of red between us, and Billie Eilish is playing on a low volume in the background. All feels right with our world. It's comfy and familiar, but also exciting because the whispers of adventure are becoming louder by the day, and those new beginnings are woven with absolute security because our wedding is 3 weeks today. This time in 3 weeks, we'll be chowing down on our wedding cake, I marvel, smiling at his face. This time in 4 weeks, we'll be in Tokyo. Or will we have left on the honeymoon tour yet? No, still Tokyo, I think. Which reminds me, we should check if we need to book at that robot restaurant I heard about. He smiles back at me, that old familiar smile that tells me he's thinking about something, trying to settle on what he wants to say. I know this expression well. Charlotte, I have a proposal for you. Another one, I joke, reaching for more cheese. But somewhere in the outer depths of my universe, where I can barely even feel it right now, a tiny black hole of foreboding has opened up. And it's all because of the way he pauses before he says, "We've been together since school, which is a really long time, and we're planning to be together for the rest of our lives, right?" I stuff in a lump of Stilton. That's the plan, unless a Hemsworth brother moves to town. "So, I've been thinking a bit. Well, a lot, actually. I'm not sure what you're going to think of this, so here goes. How about we take a week off? Just some time to put the brakes on and have some space. A pre-wedding break? You need a holiday before our wedding. I mean, I get what he's saying. Between the endless phone calls from my mother about the wedding and the constant updates from my siblings' WhatsApp group screenshotting Japanese cat cafes that they've seen online and insist I have to visit, Matt and I haven't had much couple time together. But that is what the honeymoon is for, and not forgetting the little thing of spending the rest of our lives together. It's sweet that Matt wants to do this, but we don't have the time or, quite frankly, the money to go away 3 weeks before the wedding. I'm thinking of the right way to let Matt down gently when he suddenly blurts out, not a holiday together, a holiday from each other, a week off from our relationship to sow some wild oats to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Suddenly, the Stilton feels like chalk in my mouth. He smiles at me like he's suggesting we buy blue top instead of green top milk for a change, though I can see a little shake in his hands, a nervous flicker to his eyelashes. Meanwhile, I have started choking on the cheese. Just to make sure we're doing the right thing. Matt and I were each other's first kiss. We lost our virginities to each other. We stayed together through school, sixth form and university. Sure, once or twice we both probably wondered what it would be like to try going out with someone else, but to do something about it was never more than a flitter of a thought passing by on the breeze. We grew up together and we stayed together. And now, he decides it's a great idea to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?